Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschool children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
We welcome you to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad you've joined us this morning. Weather outside is not quite frightful this morning. We're ending up with about 70 or 69 degrees, depending on where you are. In fact, downtown Greenville, 69, Anderson, 68, Clemson, 69, Spartanburg, 70 degrees. Signals reaching all the way up to Spartanburg, West Spartanburg, as of yesterday, from what we understand. Glad you've joined us. If you're just finding out about the Tyranny Response Network, it's a great network, great station, great talk radio for the morning. One of those talk shows, though, that you need to have a second cup of coffee, because we don't let things go by easily here. We're a deep-thinking show. You're going to have mostly sunny skies this morning, then partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It will be hot and humid, once again, hot and humid, with highs in the lower 90s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, and a chance of rain is 20% of the area today. So kind of a muggy day, good day to be indoors as long as your air conditioner is working if you're making your way out to work this morning. Want to remind you folks to all look at the tyrannyresponse.net or tyrannyresponse.com websites. Remember, tyrannyresponse.net and tyrannyresponse.com contain all sorts of information that is important for you to know as far as events going on in the upstate, including the Institute on the Constitution. Went to that last night. It was a great meeting. Americans for Constitutional Government, that's coming up July 9th, their annual picnic. The Greenville County Libertarian Party, Greenville County Taxpayers, the League of the South, which is coming up this week, I believe, on Thursday evening at 6:30, as well as the Carolina Patriots. And that occurs this Friday in Fountain Inn at the 6:30 time slot. So all those things are occurring this week. You should be well aware of what's going on this week with the different events, and you can do that at the tyrannyresponse.net or .com website. We also have a listing of the related media links there, including the Times Examiner, Nationalist Times, the First Freedom, as well as a bunch of links which are really important to go to and visit from time to time, including the Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, Libertarians for Life, Christian Exodus, the Political Cesspool, Patriot Network, StopTax.org, Libertarian Christians, Grassroots, Gun Rights, Foundation for Economic Education, LouRockwell.com, the Southern Party of South Carolina, Sons of Confederate Veteran, A Southern View of History, the League of the South and its chapters, various universities I recommend, as well as some political quizzes. All that at the TyrannyResponse.com website. I want to also mention to you, this month we have a special going on. That is a special promotion to try to raise funds for the transmitters and signal improvement at the Tyranny Response Network. If you go to the homepage of tyrannyresponse.com or .net and scroll down to the bottom, you'll find our address there, P.O. Box 151 in Piedmont, South Carolina. That's P.O. Box 151 in Piedmont, South Carolina. Zip code out there, 29673. Hope you can help support the Tyranny Response Network and send us a contribution. If it's $25 or more, we'll give you a free copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. That's my latest book, and I'll sign that for you personally. If you are able to contribute $100 or more, we'll also be willing to send you the video, the DVD, Warriors of Honor, about the legacy and heritage and life of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. So please consider supporting the Tyranny Response Network this month, especially the month of June, so that the signal and broadcast can be promoted and improved throughout the upstate of South Carolina. Well, what's going on in the world today? Well, there are a few things of interest here, and we want to take you to a few of those stories if we can. We're looking at a number of great things from the research staff and what they brought up for us today. One is the Lake Berryessa Facts. Lake Berryessa Facts was formed in the Beru Reclamation, but Monticello Dam on Puta Creek in 1957. Now, why did the Tyranny Response Network want to send me this? Well, I'll tell you why. because this was a $17 million bond issue financed the project. No federal, state, or local tax monies were used in its construction. And the Lake Berryessa Recreation Area is federally owned. Well, okay, interestingly enough, some people have to wonder, how in the world can you make such a beautiful, large dam when you don't have any federal funding? Can you actually do something this amazing without federal funding? Well, the answer is yes. In fact, government does not need to do most of the public works projects that we do. The private sector is perfectly capable of building dams, of building roads, all sorts of things that we use on a daily basis and take for granted. They can do on their own. They do not need the state to intervene and in order to make it happen. Even space travel is possible in the free market if the free market wanted to provide such things. People have said in the past, well, we need satellites. They're just an indispensable piece, part of life, and in some sense they are. Although with the introduction now of Wi-Fi, it seems that we're going to bypass satellites and come back down to Mother Earth, so to speak, and use the ground here instead. So maybe the satellites become old technology for many things like cell phones and stuff in the future. Interestingly enough, many Christians and others who love liberty don't realize just what the market can do. The reality is privatization is possible in just about every part of our lives. We can use the market, or be confident the market can provide all sorts of goods and services for us. We don't simply need to rely upon the state for any of these kinds of goods. So, at any rate, there's your small economic tip for the morning. Let's move on to something a little bit different. Here's a note from the research staff. The FCC Communications Act is exposed. Where and to whom does the wire and radio communications provision of the Communications Act, 47 U.S.C. or United States Code, Chapter 5, apply? The valid purpose of the Federal Communications Commission is to regulate interstate and foreign commerce and communication by wire and radio for the purpose of securing a more effective execution of this policy by centralizing authority. That means, theoretically at any rate, that any kind of activity with radio and television and so forth that does not cross state lines is not subject to the jurisdiction of the Federal Communications Commission, as I understand it. It'd be interesting to hear if someone else had a different insight or more of an insight on the Federal Communications Act today. If you'd like to call the show, you're welcome to do so. In fact, we'd love to hear from you. 864-849-0275. That's 864-849-0275. You can also use our backup line this morning if you can't get through on the first line. You should be able to now. Our phone system has been greatly improved. It's 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. But do go ahead and try first the 864-849-0275. We would greatly appreciate it. Do you long for a return to the constitutionally limited government originally given us by the Founding Fathers, but feel powerless to make it happen? Are you disgusted with the immorality legislated from Washington and forced upon us by federal judges? Do you wish there were more people who felt the way you do? Well, Christian Exodus shares your beliefs. Our members are Christian constitutionalists just like you, and we're working in South Carolina to elect godly men who refuse to obey illegal federal court rulings, just as Judge Roy Moore did in Alabama. Our forefathers lit the path to liberty. Now our sons depend upon our success today. Please join with us at www.christianexodus.org, and we're glad to support Dr. John Coben and the Christian Worldview program on the Tyranny Response Network. And we're also glad that Corey Burnell and Christian Exodus have been so closely affiliated with us. Great organization, great folks, and we're glad to have them aboard. Okay, we have a couple other interesting items. You know, this whole issue of micro-broadcasting, since I brought up the FCC, I'll mention this one as well. Micro-broadcasting, according to something our research staff found, is moving fast across America. The waves of truth are on their way. We are assembling all those who care about God, family, and country are either on the air already or those who wish to join and put in another station or town in your community. This is kind of the thing that the Tyranny Response Network should be like. The mission is to create a micromedia source secondary to none that will counter the mainstream propaganda machine and get some truth into those who care to listen. We can assist those who know nothing about broadcasting with tech help, they say, advice, and save the newbies a pile of bucks by doing it right the first time. fascinating stuff when you see this sort of thing occurring elsewhere. And I think it is a great way to disseminate information. We have the internet, we have webcasting, we have the radio waves of low power broadcast units that are all over the place, and these things are disseminating the truth to people, and they are allowing us to move away from the traditional mainstream propaganda machine, as he puts it. So great information, great things to know about. Interesting how microbroadcasting is taking off. Well, you've been listening to Christian Worldview so far this morning with Dr. John Coben. Glad you have. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
We welcome you back to...
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. You may also email your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to questions@policyofliberty.net.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. Glad you joined us once again this morning. We have our first phone caller on the line here. Welcome to Christian Worldview. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, good morning. This is Chuck.
Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for calling this morning. Glad to hear from you.
Well, nice to talk to you again. Well, I'm getting an echo, but it's interesting to get through on your new line.
Oh, really? I'm sorry that you're getting an echo. I'm not sure what we'll have to check with our Tyranny Response Network staff to find out what that's all about. I hear you just great, Chuck. You sound good over the air.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, I won't be probably speaking a lot then because it's very distracting, but I was curious to hear what you think about the rails to trails. I've been reading about it some, but I've got mixed feelings about it.
Right. Well, I appreciate your asking about that, Chuck. The Rails to Trails project was part of and tied into this Vision 2025 in the upstate of South Carolina here, especially Greenville. And we have, in fact, I think it's entirely in Greenville, isn't it, Vision 2025? Well, as they move up and out of Greenville a little bit, they've attached themselves to programs like Rails to Trails in Traveler's Rest. And what this is doing is essentially taking some railway line and trying to say, look, we're not going to use this for railway anymore. What we're going to do it instead is make it a trail. And by doing so, we're going to allow a lot of meandering from the public school students that are out there. They're essentially, in some people's minds, going to create a high crime district, a high crime zone, as it goes up through Traveler's Rest there. And they're also going to be able to take away property rights, as I understand it, from folks up there through eminent domain proceedings, as we've seen with Billy Mitchell downtown in Greenville. So the Rails to Trails program is problematic for two reasons. One, from a property rights point of view, and secondly, from a crime point of view. It seems like government is fostering something that is outside or over the top as to what it should be doing.
Well, that's interesting. I heard years ago about a similar deal in Baltimore where they had extended commuter rail lines out to the suburbs, and they ended up shutting it down because too much crime had come from the inner city out to the suburbs.
Huh. Well, that may well be the case. I'm sure that's an interesting point. Anytime government ends up putting something in, enforcing and thrusting something on folks, it usually has adverse consequences that were unpredicted and unforeseen because government planners don't have adequate information to make the development as they should. In this particular case, we have Rails to Trails actually abandoning or scrapping the light rail line that currently goes up through Traveler's Rest and converting it into a mulling around area, walking area, trail, and so forth, much like Central Park. Except that you have a lot of little thugs that run through there from the high school up in the area.
Oh. Well, it's too bad in a way. I think the light rail itself was a good idea, very appealing.
Yeah, well, a lot of things make sense, but if they haven't arisen in the market themselves, you have to question whether or not people either want them or they're economically efficient to have. A lot of times, central planning on a microcosmic scale just becomes a little socialist microcosm, I guess you could say, or a failed attempt, a botched attempt at somebody's visionary ideals for what society should look like. We see all sorts of botched attempts at zoning and land use planning and other things when we look at governments deciding where towns should be and where shopping centers should be and where residential areas should be, trying to force people to live as they think would be pretty. And by doing that, it ends up causing other adverse consequences they didn't foresee or expect.
Well, that's right. I forget who was that wrote The Road to Serfdom, but he pointed out that the mania for planning, what we mostly call socialism now, was a recipe for disaster.
Yes, that's right. That was Friedrich Hayek, Nobel laureate, I believe, in 1974. And yes, he did say that in The Road to Serfdom, and he's been quite correct. It's also a means, not besides just a disaster, it's also a means for politicizing, for lobbyists to get a special interest, and other special interest groups or political action committees to get a foothold through the political process in advancing their own causes at the expense of taxpayers. It's been famous for this sort of thing for many generations, and it's just part of American business nowadays.
Well, that's enlightening. Thank you for talking to me about it.
Sure.
I look forward to hearing more of your show.
Well, I'm glad you called this morning, Chuck. Please please go ahead and call back again. Look forward to hearing from you soon.
Okay. Good day, John.
All right. Our phone number, once again, is at Christian Worldview, 864-849-0275, 864-849-0275. We'll look forward to hearing from you all on other topics, or this one as well, as the show goes on. Since we're on talking about public works projects, I've been talking about several of them already this morning, well, a couple anyway, including this dam project, as well as the one Chuck mentions, the Rails to Trails. We might also look at the this whole problem with the Land Rights Network, the American Land Rights Association, has brought up this morning about the Bush administration losing control of the Bureau of Reclamation, and they're considering again this fight for the people of Lake Berryessa today, and they'll be helped to fight for you on an issue tomorrow. Don't let your opponents isolate you into small little groups. And you're wondering, well, what in the world is this all about? Well, there is the Bureau of Land Reclamation is waging war against public use at Lake Berryessa. They are trying to make the lake eco-friendly by locking out traditional uses. They are destroying 40 years of family recreation history by choosing certain approved populations who can stay and forcing other populations to get out, they call it, eliminating exclusive use. They forced the Boy Scouts out by calling them an exclusive use. Well, why would they force the Boy Scouts out of all people? Well, apparently they think they can get rid of enough exclusive uses like this. They won't have to worry about public use. It will be gone. The Bush administration will be looking at these plans. You have a chance to change the course of history at Lake Berryessa by filling out this testimony questionnaire, writing your congressman's name in the appropriate place, and mailing it back to the American Land Rights Association, ALRA. I think what you want to do, instead of us reading online the entire questionnaire, is to go to governance.net and find the ALRA, the American Land Rights Association. And if you're interested in helping preserve this lake from having government this bureau take it over and ruin its use value for other folks, go ahead and complete the questionnaire and send it back in. Glad the Tyranny Response Network staff has found this stuff out. I'm glad they're on the list for ALRA. I've been on their list for a long time, and they bring up lots of great information about property rights. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. It's once again time for a quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. You may also email your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to questions@policyliberty.net. That's questions@policyliberty.net.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. We had an email yesterday from Corey Burnell, our friend from Christian Exodus, the president of Christian Exodus. That's the group that's trying to move 2,500 families here to South Carolina by September 2006. So far, there are a few families trickling in. Hopefully, more will come. It'd be great to see what influence they can actually have on the area here. Corey had written in, and we'd been having some discussion. I mentioned I would answer on the air because I think it has so much to do with the Christian worldview, and that question has to do with what about outlawing homosexuality or outlawing using the state to outlaw certain behaviors. Well, this is a very very good question to ask, and it is the fundamental question, I think, which ultimately allows us to differentiate why some people would be pro-life libertarians like me versus constitutionalists or Constitution Party members. And it's not because there isn't widespread agreement on not nearly all issues, whether it would be abolishing the IRS or abolishing the Federal Reserve System or the public school, getting rid of these things, or installing the virtues of liberty when it comes to having a strong government presence for self-defense and criminal justice alone. These things, I think, are commonly shared by both parties. However, when it comes to one's public policy theology, we have a widely variant view on exactly what government should enforce. In terms of consensual behavior, you see, both types of public policy theology, whether it be liberty of conscience or the theonomic view, would lead one to say we need to have strong self-defense. We need to have self-defense for the unborn, self-defense for the Terry Schiavos, self-defense for anybody who is helpless before any kind of oppressor or intruder or criminal, including state criminals for that matter. And so there is a need to have self-defense, and if one cannot defend themselves, then someone else can come in on their behalf and provide defense for them. However, what do you do when you have two adults who decide to engage in a behavior that is wicked from a biblical sense? In other words, something that's immoral. Well, the pro-life libertarian stance is simply that just because something is immoral or wicked does not mean it should be illegal, and that using the state, which is fundamentally wayward and wicked itself, to proactively coerce people's behavior is a folly and something that will lead to ruin. As it be, you give them that power of that sword, they will begin to coerce us, as we see they are today, in other ways. The state should have nothing to do with any kind of proactive policy other than causing people to providing people a common defense, providing for folks to simply who simply cannot defend themselves on their own against aggressor nations, against microorganisms, or against criminals and thugs in their town, providing a way for them to defend themselves against those folks through a collective action policy. It does not have anything to do with consensual behavior. On the other hand, the theonomist side, those who would be in the Constitution Party in particular, would gravitate towards this particular view, would hold that no, the state has to overstep these bounds a little bit, not entirely like it is today, but they would say anything that is in the Ten Commandments, to some point at any rate, if they're going to be consistent, anything that's found in the Ten Commandments or a lot of the Old Testament laws of Israel should be enforced by the state. Now, if you stop anywhere short of saying all the things in the Old Testament, I think you run into an arbitrary problem and a capriciousness problem and an inconsistency problem. And Corey was asking me in his email, should we outlaw homosexuality? And I said, no. Is homosexuality immoral? Yes. We've talked about that on this show. We're not opposed to homosexuals. And if you're listening to the show and a homosexual, we pray for you. We hope that you repent and believe in Jesus, because that's your only ultimate hope in life. Is to be saved. Doesn't matter how much you believe about freedom. It doesn't matter where you stand on politics. If you don't believe the right things relating to Jesus Christ, you will go to hell. So we're concerned about homosexual salvation, but we at the same time believe that homosexuality is a sin before God. It's a vile practice, and it's something that he hates and detests. At the same time, I would not want those folks who are homosexuals to be stoned to death, killed, or in any way reprimanded by the state, because I don't see it's the proper venue or proper arm of the Lord in any sense of the stretch of the imagination to do so. Now, the other side would say, yes, we believe the state has a role, ideally, although it hasn't done this, ideally in enforcing this kind of rule and this kind of behavior change upon people, and therefore the state should punish people who are homosexuals. I wonder if they would go so far, Corey, and others who are listening about this, as to what to do with adulterers. Do we also take people who are adulterers and stone them or castigate them in some way? What about children who are incorrigible in violation of the Fifth Commandment? What about people who are covetous in their heart, or who are Sabbath breakers? Well, the Ten Commandments are pretty wide. It's pretty hard to have a thought-controlled police, and I've never seen a theonomist yet who's actually tried to figure out how sins of the heart could be enforced by the state. But when they don't find a way to do so, it seems to me that they suffer from an inconsistency, that they're just picking and choosing whatever commandments they feel are right. Well, at any rate, this is a part of the answer to Corey's question. We have a caller that's on the line. I want to get to him in just a second. But let me also add this. Corey writes in and says, what about consensual adult incest? Is there no difference that I can see? Can the state or the electorate prohibit it? I think the same thing happens with this, Corey. Although it's a repugnant thing and it may cause some issues, I think what we want to do is not prohibit any kind of consensual behavior through the state. How do we change people's behavior? How do we change their consensual activities? You do it by preaching the Word of God and by preachers and pastors standing up for the truth. Relying on the state to do something good is at best a pipe dream, in my view, because states have not been known for doing good in the past. We cannot rely on them to do this, and I don't believe the Word of God teaches it's their purpose. At any rate, we'll come back to that if somebody else wants to discuss it. I appreciate the email, Corey. We want to get to our caller right now. Thank you for being patient. Welcome to Christian Worldview. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark. Good to hear from you this morning. As you want to
I'm
talk
about it. Just want to let you know I'm out at 85 in Pelham Road, and you're coming in loud and clear.
Hey, that's great. Good thing to know that we're at 85 in Pelham Road. We've always been able to come out there really clear, though, haven't we? How's it? I wonder how it is downtown this morning.
I don't know. I was up 385 in Woodruff. It was pretty good there and around the east side. But what I wanted to talk to you about was if the state is not charged with executing some of these moral laws, then what do you say about the system that God set up with Israel where they were required to execute some of these things?
Well, is
there a difference then between the state and some other entity that would be charged with doing this kind of punishment of evil?
Well, this is an excellent question, and this is precisely the difference between those who hold a more theonomic position of the state versus other positions. Now, I'm hesitating a little bit here because we are supposed to be going to a break right now. Mark, if you can hold on the line here for a minute, we'd appreciate it. We need to go to a break at the top of the hour, and we'll be back in a second. This is Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll...
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis. Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy
MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschool children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Remember, our phone number this morning is 864-849-0275. That's 849-0275. Today, you've got mostly sunny this morning, partly cloudy with a very slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs are going to be in the lower 90s. They said mid-80s yesterday, and it was 95 as I drove around, so you can expect to getting close to 100 today if that holds true again, right? They're being off by about 10 degrees. At any rate, Greenville and Spartanburg right now, 74 and 75 degrees. Clemson and Anderson are down at 72 degrees, and they've been rising steadily. Well, we'd like to appreciate Mark being on the line, holding through the long break. And are you still with us, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, let me follow up with a quick comment about this very important question, and then let you get back and make a comment as well. Essentially, there were two activist stands held in the American Revolution, and people who actually worked together, even at the Tyranny Response Network, for instance. We have people who hold to a theonomic perspective and those who would hold to a liberty of conscience perspective. The theonomic perspective would look at the Old Testament theocracy of Israel and say that, you see, the state was proactive in its policies. They're upholding the law of God and so forth, or at least it was supposed to. Obviously, it didn't, and everybody realizes that it failed miserably in the Northern Kingdom, and only half the time in the Southern Kingdom was it even coming close to what it should be. But in theory, you could have had a state there that worked well. The whole question is whether or not a state today should be able to mimic what the theocracy did in Old Testament Israel. And then Mark's question was, who should be the one who actually punishes evildoers today if it's not the state? Well, the theonomists would say, yes, indeed, it is the state. If we have godly people and principled people put into the state, it will take on its role, its God-ordained role, to punish evildoers and reward those who do good, as Romans 13 says, in the sense that God defines evil and God defines good. There are others who would say, however, that the state, that those, first of all, those words do not mean good and evil according to how God defines good and evil. They are according to how the state itself defines it in those passages. And what we have is the state is a malignant tumor on society. It could never be trusted to do anything good. It not only killed the apostles and Christ, but has been the greatest progenitor of mayhem and chaos and environmental destruction, murder, theft, extortion, and so forth in the history of the world. It's not transformable. It's not a good institution. And therefore, no matter what institution ends up promoting justice in the land and punishing evildoers, it is not the state. And you say, well, if it's not the state, then what is it? Well, in the United States government and the founding of America, people tried to form a limited government, which I differentiate from being a state. And the government, essentially, would be limited to functions only, again, of collective defense and collective defense against predators, foreign, domestic, microorganisms, and so forth, and only on a very local level. That's why there was only a common law per each state rather than a federal common law. So what we ended up having was local entities defending people against predators and punishing those who would prey on folks, and what was decided to be a crime and so forth was left to local communities and local sheriffs and so forth. So that's how it should be done. And you might say then, well, what's the difference between the state and this kind of local government? It sounds like we're talking about the same thing. Well, it's not the same thing as a state apparatus theocracy as it was in the Old Covenant. You didn't have a centralized force. You had very localized rules, much as you had under the Book of Judges. You see, there was law carried out in the Book of Judges before Saul was king, and we would go back to that period in my mind. And in the sense of copying what they had, where they had local tribal leaders and local rules, and every area had its own rules. As the scripture says, every man did what was right in his own eyes. I don't think that means in a chaotic sense. Probably means that they just didn't have a central authority telling them what to do. So that's a rather long answer to a very important question. Do you have a follow-up, Mark, you'd like to comment on?
Well, my follow-up would be is I think what you just stated is not much different than many theonomists would hold. I don't think any theonomist is looking for a huge centralized governmental system. But I think what they're talking about is that the magistrate, whoever that may be, somebody's got to execute justice. And I don't think it's it's left up to the individual to do that. Of course, in the church, it's left up to the church courts, the elders of the church, and so forth. And in each, for lack of a better term, political unit, someone has to take the reins of that kind of thing. And our system, of course, it was based on a representative form.
Yes, this is
and
also
rule of law, not of men.
Right, and that's right. This is a great comment also. In fact, one of our Tyranny Response Network folks here, Greg, has been trying to work out a way to reconcile theonomy and the liberty of conscience point of view. Essentially, it's impossible to do because there are two fundamental differences in how they view the nature of the state and the purpose of the state. But you can get, as far as I can tell, 80% the same, or even 90%, and ultimately the American Revolution, or a war for independence from Britain, was fought with people on both perspectives fighting side by side against a common foe. So you're absolutely right in saying that theonomists don't necessarily want a big centralized state as it was in the Old Testament theocracy, but still want to promote justice in some way. Where you find that happy medium is an interesting point for good-hearted discussion between men of goodwill on both sides of the issue. So I appreciate that comment as well.
Well, one parting shot. What do we do about pedophiles that don't get convicted?
If you're in a local community, what would you do if you had a pedophile next door to you?
Well, I think I'd put a big fence around Neverland, just let him rot.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, if you have enough money, shows that you can be a pedophile and get off from anything, right? We've already seen that with O.J. Simpson. That again shows us why states are not very good at promoting justice, are they? Especially not the states
we
have now.
I think that's not a very rational statement, in any more than if a father didn't properly discipline his children, we'd say, well, see, fathers can't discipline children. It never works. And I think an aberration doesn't prove the rule. However, I think what we really saw there with Michael Jackson, as well as with O.J. Simpson, is that the court system, and probably especially that Ninth Circuit area out there in California, the court system is determined, no matter what, not to allow chaos to reign. So they're willing to sacrifice justice, as they did in the O.J. Simpson situation, because they knew if they convicted either O.J. or Michael Jackson that the city would burn, and they're not going to let that happen.
Well, that's a good comment. We're coming up against a break here, but I'll just make this parting comment. You're welcome to stay on the line if we want to go through another break. That's no problem. But I'll tell you what, I don't think it was an aberration. I think the problem is these are not aberrations, that this is the norm for states. And I think anyone with a good theonomic perspective is going to say, look, we're going to admit that states have not done as they should, but there still is the potential, ideally, for the state to do it right. I just look at complete, utter, abysmal failure and rottenness all the way through states. And having said that, we're going to go to a quick break again, and we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. You can also email your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Just a great question. I'll tell you what, if we were living in the period of the judges without a strong central state, what would we do if there was a pedophile next door and people started knowing about it? I'll tell you what, that guy wouldn't stand a chance. He'd probably be beat up 10 times over and taught a lesson or two if he was acting that way and people started knowing about it. I'm not talking about vigilante justice here necessarily, but we're talking about people having a strong opinion, taking it to a local court and dealing with it. We have another call coming in, and we'd like to welcome you to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Thanks for calling. Who am I speaking with?
Nelson here, Doctor.
Good morning, Nelson. Well, lots of callers this morning. Glad you've called in to check in with us. What's on your mind today, Nelson?
Well, about the same, sir. I'm deeply concerned about the views you're expressing. I was wondering what the state would define that, please, for us, if you would.
Yes, the state is a tumorous, malignant outgrowth of traditional limited government, where you have limited government being providing for the common defense, where the state takes on proactive characteristics of things like helping business, foreign meddling with imperialistic policies, and coercing people to behave in certain ways under big brother kinds of principles, whether it's wearing a helmet or a seatbelt, or far other psychological, philosophical, meta goals. And in addition, states have traditionally devolved into things that redistribute wealth and income in a proactive sense, and a Robin Hood rule.
The state is simply government when it gets out of bounds. Is that what it is?
Well, you could look at it that way, but it's far more insidious than that. It's not just going, accidentally over the line. It's an active effort in order to manipulate, destroy freedom, manipulate people, destroy freedom, and conform individuals into the ideals of the philosophical elite, whether it be Marxists or environmentalists or others. And this is the problem with proactive policy. It changes, it's designed at changing people's behavior or at redistributing wealth fundamentally. Or, in addition to those things, it helps business and science. You know, it gives these meta projects which are supposedly beneficial to the human race when all they really do is pad the pockets of some favored individuals, as we see states regularly do.
Well, now, in other words, the state is simply government doing anything John Coben doesn't want it to.
Well,
the sound of things, never scratch that from the record. Let me ask you, I simply can't remember because it all happens so fast. What answer did you give the previous caller regarding pedophiles? What is the solution there?
Well, it's as I asked him, I said, what would you do if there were a pedophile next door to you, a known pedophile? Well, if there were in a community of people What does someone do when someone is egregiously harming someone else, especially those who are innocent young children who have no way to defend themselves? You would provide defense for those, even though on an individual basis. For instance, if you saw it happening, you would get out your .357 or favorite firearm, and you would shoot the guy or do something to him, beat him to a pulp. Or if you couldn't do it yourself, a group of you would go over and intervene on behalf of the child. And if indeed there were no eyewitnesses, you would arrest the man and you would bring him to a local tribunal, a local court, much as they would have had in the period, for instance, of the judges when there was no centralized state. And you would try this man before his peers. And I think this is the idea of the founders. And you would end up slamming this guy if he is guilty. We wouldn't want a vigilante justice system, a lynch mob sort of a program, but there would be a way that local people having the most knowledge of the facts would be able to deal with the scum of the earth like this.
Well, you see, you're actually describing the pure theonomic position, which is, you are describing the Old Testament system of law, and that was not the people stoning adulterers, for instance. I guess you're not going to go there either, even though that would be consistent with the biblical judiciary. But the people doing it, in other words, a certain party is found to be committing this sin, and the people haul him out to the edge of town and personally stone him with the witnesses against his sin throwing the first stone.
Yeah.
Which is very good psychology, the kind that only a loving Heavenly Father could come up with, it seems to me. And the only thing that would actually work against any kind of wrong. Now, God calls for the community to behave in that regard, though I understand that you disagree with that aspect of his plan for our living expressed in the OT?
Well, no, I think at this local level, pure theonomy and liberty of conscience would have an intersection. They would agree. The problem is, it is more on a meta level, because when Theonomist reads Romans 13, he believes that the state, as the state, or at least some kind of centralized force, could be used on a national level to promote righteousness in the land. At least that's a Theonomist I've heard.
Let me ask you, what theonomists are you referring to? I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I don't believe that that is the position of any of us. I think that what you're doing is asking the government to stay within the bounds of its original job description, which is protecting us from our enemies, foreign and domestic, in a sort of governmental sense, I guess. I've never heard Rush Dooney or anybody say, get the federal government after adulterers or even the state militia or whatever. Have you?
Well, yes. In fact, Greg Bonson is pretty clear. He has an article he wrote about homosexuality, for instance. He would use the centralized state. And now, this is, you bring up a good point. It seems that theonomists, like liberty of conscience people, could have a variant of views within their own school. And it may be you find some theonomists that want a federal marriage amendment in order that the state would get involved with marriage. You'd want, the theonomists would want federal bans against sodomite unions and so forth. And some who would not, some who would prefer it only to be handled on the local level. That may well be, and I appreciate you bringing up that point, Nelson. Can you hold on during the break? Because we want to take a quick break and come right back.
Sure enough, and I'll try not to detain you too far past that point.
Okay, we're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coven, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coven. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money, and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. You may also email your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. Nelson is still on the line with us, bringing up a great point. And before he goes back to his good point and elaborates a little bit further, let me also mention that even though I talk about liberty of conscience in this particular framework in which I consider myself an adherent, I should also mention to you that there are other adherents of the same school who have significant variations on certain themes within liberty of conscience. And just one, for instance, a good friend of mine has a difference with me, for instance, on why we should obey the state or the obey government. In general, I believe that obedience to the state, as the state largely is today, a proactive, nasty entity that's overstepping its bounds, as Nelson put it, to say the least. We only obey them out of pragmatic, or I should say, expedient reasons. We put a knife to our throat if we're a man given to appetite, as it says in the book of Ecclesiastes. Book of Proverbs has similar things. In Christ's words, the reason he paid the tax at the temple tax was he didn't want to offend them. And so we're not trying to bring glory to we're trying to bring glory to God and not to wrath down upon ourselves and hassles for the church, and therefore we put up with a bunch of their malarkey. Well, actually, this other friend of mine would say, no, there's actually something moral about those laws that they pass, no matter what they are, that we have some sort of obligation to obey. And if we don't, if we violate some edict, we have actually sinned, because God somehow ordains this particular rule to be out there, and we have to obey it. He has a formula, actually a 5-step formula, that he goes through to decide whether or not he obeys every time. It's quite complicated. To me, it's very arbitrary, his system. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But I'll have to say this much, it is a variant within liberty of conscience. So I don't want you to think there's a monolithic idea within liberty of conscience any more than there is in theonomy. And what Caller Nelson's pointing out today is that, hey, just because Greg Bonson wants to have a federal rule against homosexual doesn't mean all theonomists do. There's some of us out here who hold to a different perspective. So with that introduction, Nelson, go ahead, tell us a little bit more.
Okay, thank you. May I point out, sir, that in general you have treated theonomists as monolithic, and I think you're actually talking about a certain brand of Reconstructionist. I am a Reconstructionist, but not an institutional or hero-worshipping Reconstructionist.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Bonson and all of them, they're fine as far as they go, but they are known for having blind spots, which maybe you and I wouldn't even agree on what they are, but they're very serious and very obviously scriptural to me. So, I'm sure myself and others would appreciate you not beating us so hard and so monolithically in future. One last question area, if I may, before signing off. What would the liberty of conscience or libertarian position, capital L libertarian, of course, be, regarding pornography? See, I'm afraid that y'all are going to call this a victimless crime. It really isn't. Like the drug scourge we've got, it's victimizing all of society at once and numerous individuals, not only those who do it to themselves, but everybody connected to them in their lives. Go ahead, please.
Well, that's another good comment. Actually, I try to be very objective with all people involved here. It's difficult at any time to be objective when you're dealing with folks who you don't agree with. But I'll have to tell you this much. I know some liberty of conscience folks who absolutely detest theonomy. I mean, they just, to them, it's just the, you know, a rank system that's evil and blah, blah, blah. What I try to do is be as objective as possible in entertaining both of these views, especially because the Tyranny Response Network is comprised of both kinds of individuals. So forgive me for painting them all with the same, you're too broad a brush or whatever. I will say that this happens on all sides. For instance, you'll hear theonomists who criticize libertarians and criticize them all without recognizing there's a camp of libertarians called pro-life libertarians, which are vastly, dramatically different than the rank and file. So we all have to take some care in this. And I do appreciate that comment, Nelson, and I will endeavor to not stereotype or push the theonomists all into the same camp. That's a great point. I think we all need to learn that a little bit. Yes.
I'm going to sign off now, but I look forward to taking this thread up again with you another time, if I may.
Okay, Nelson. Let me answer. Okay. Well, and I'll answer the pornography question. In fact, I think we're almost time for a break here again, aren't we? So instead of trying to do this rushed right before the break, we're going to go to a break, and then we'll take up the pornography issue as soon as we get back. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of 6 homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. Temperature outside in the mid-70s already in the upstate of South Carolina, depending on where you are, varies by a degree or so. And it's going to be up into the lower 90s today. Very hot and humid. Unpleasant day today. A few places are going to get some rain. About 20% of the area should experience some thunderstorm or some showers. So as you're making your way out to work, get ready to suffer outside, but when you get to your warm or your cool cubicle inside the building, you should be just fine. At any rate, I also want to mention a couple announcements I've been remiss in doing because we've had such a great show with a good interaction from callers today. Subscribe to the Times Examiner. It's a conservative voice of the Palmetto State. This is where you can hear and read great stories from two conservatives, pro-life libertarians, and others writing about the important issues of the upstate as well as the nation in general. You have nationally syndicated columnists as well as locals writing there, and believe me, this is well worth getting. I enjoy reading the Times Examiner every week. A subscription in-state is only $25, $27 out-of-state. You can call 864-268-0576. That's 864-268-0576. Please call and also place an ad if you have a business. You can do so by checking with one of their sales reps, David, at 864-264-6464. That's 864-244-6464. Just ask for David, and he'll help you get up or get an ad set up for the Times Examiner and help support this great paper. The Nationalist Times is a politically incorrect monthly newspaper that has reported on the progress of the Christian Worldview program since it began. TRN listeners can obtain a free postpaid sample copy by calling Nelson at 864-642-4315. Visit the Times website, anu.org. Mention this ad for a big discount on your subscription. The Nationalist Times picks up where the liberal media leave off and salutes Dr. Coben's pioneering broadcast work. If you missed any of these announcements or others related to what you hear on this show today, check out the tyrannyresponse.net website or .com website. Remember this week that you can look in the calendar at the bottom of the homepage or the events page. You'll find that there is the League of the South meeting, 6:30 at the Prime Sirloin on Thursday night. Hope you can attend that. And the Carolina Patriots meeting is occurring this evening in Asheville, and the Carolina Patriots meeting will be occurring for the Fountain Inn Group this Friday, the 17th. Hope you can attend those as well. If you need directions to either meeting, please check the website and you'll find all the information you need right there. And finally, in the month of June, the Tyranny Response Network is sponsoring or trying to promote its signal in the upstate of South Carolina. Thanks to your generous support, we've been able to already secure enough transmission equipment to various locations in the upstate and of South Carolina, but we're trying to get even more. They're trying to promote even more transmitter activity elsewhere, and so we hope that you can help them by making a contribution this month. If you do make a contribution during June, for any contribution of $25 or more, I will send you a copy of my latest book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, and I will sign it to make it more valuable. Of course, it's more valuable if the Tyranny Response Unit signs your book. If you're able to contribute more than $100, we'll be happy to send you that book as well as the video, the DVD, Warriors of Honor, about the life and heritage of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. Well, how can you donate? Well, one way is to go to the tyrannyresponse.net website and go down to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll find there the address for the Tyranny Response Network, P.O. Box 151 in Piedmont, South Carolina. Or you can go to the policyofliberty.net homepage and scroll down to the PayPal buttons there, where you're allowed to use online payment services as well as the as a Visa and MasterCard to make a donation. So we really appreciate your support at this time on the Christian Worldview program for the Tyranny Response Network. Well, some of the recent callers have had some discussion about the differences that between theonomy and liberty of conscience. These are important differences to discuss, but I want to also emphasize that there is a great need for unity on the key issue. Sure, there's going to be differences, just like there are differences between Christians over baptism or over eschatology or even things as wide as dispensationalism versus covenant theology versus new covenant theology. These are legitimate differences. They need to be discussed, but I want to make sure these don't become divisive, dividing issues. They weren't at the American Revolution, ultimately people were able to stand together and fight against a common foe, and I think that's what the Tyranny Response Network is all about. So again, forgive me if you think I'm misrepresenting your view, and maybe I am. I'm not trying to misrepresent anybody's view. I'm trying to explain what the views are objectively as possible, even views that I disagree with. Of course, you can't get away with any show host promoting his own view most vehemently and most articulately compared to other views. That's just a part and parcel of the game plan. But we're trying to do here on Christian Worldview is have a forum for folks who have a Reconstructionist or theonomic perspective of whatever shade, as well as those who have a liberty of conscience point of view. Of course, we'll be happy to hear from the Divine Right of Kings types, the revitalized divine writers, the Tories of the day, as well as any Anabaptist or pacifist that might want to call. However, I have to tell you that we don't agree at all with those passive Christian perspectives, which so typically are opposed to what we are doing here with the Tyranny Response Network. Well, what about the pornography issue and these so-called victimless crimes? Well, pornography is not a victimless crime in the sense, or is a victimless crime in the sense that you have people who are adults. We're not talking about child porn. That's something entirely different. That is a total crime because there is a victim there, the child. But we're talking about adults, consenting adults, engaging in a behavior like the creation of pornography. The one is trading, their services, so to speak, for a wage or for some kind of money. Monetary remuneration. In this sense, it is victimless. In the other sense, however, as I think Nelson would try to say, you have many people who have succumbed to the evils of pornography and the availability of pornography, and it's just harming families and so forth. And in this sense, it is just criminal. Well, the problem with this is that none of us have pornography thrust upon our doorstep. Even though it's on the internet and you can easily get to it, you have to make a choice to go there. And so the question really becomes, well, should we allow such an easy choice to be made for some people? Because it's obviously not the coercive behavior. No one's forcing them to watch the porn. My answer is, yes, you should. And there are other means that have to be developed to help people combat the pornography threat in their own home, whether it's through the use of filters or completely turning off the internet entirely or using one of these services that filters it out for you. I don't think that we can blame the porn industry for it, in the sense economically of providing the needs and the things that people want to have, which is porn. That's what they're demanding. We can fault anybody for doing anything evil and wicked. It's certainly wrong to produce pornography. There's no question about it. But we understand the motivation for doing so is because it's a multi-billion-dollar industry and there's a huge amount of demand out there for it. I don't think you can make pornography evil, or evil. It is evil. I don't think you can make it illegal just because it is something that is evil. The same thing would be true of this. Let me back up here. Oh, we had a caller come in. If you go ahead and call back. I'm sorry, I didn't get to answer the phone fast enough. Caller, go ahead and give us a call back, and we'll get you on the air. The idea of the state is not just my idea. Nelson had a fun jab there in making the idea that, well, what we've got here is Dr. Coben's idea of everything he doesn't want government to be is being the state. Actually, it's not true. I'm drawing my ideas from a guy named Albert J. Nock. In fact, I've written an article briefly summarizing the state versus government position. It's on the website policyofliberty.net. If you go to the link there for articles and papers, you can scroll down to find the article on government versus state. There's also an audio file there you might listen to. Now, this whole idea that government was limited severely and only there to protect our rights of life, liberty, and property collectively against predators is a founding father's idea, and it is how Nock develops the idea of what government should be. States, he goes on to say, are clearly those things which are proactive in trying to help business, help science, promote all sorts of foreign meddling through imperialistic policies. This is what a state is and how evil it becomes. So the idea is not original to me. I did draw it from Albert J. Nock, and I think he correctly pointed out. And why you say, well, what about, why didn't somebody else come up with it earlier? Well, because they didn't have the kinds of states, the proactive kinds of states before Bismarck in the late 1800s, and Nock wrote about this subject about 40 years after Bismarck, during the rise of FDR and Woodrow Wilson, just after Lincoln. So I think it's apropos that he would be the one who would recognize the distinction. At any rate, those are a couple comments on what Nelson had to say. I appreciate your calls again this morning. If you'd like to give us a call here at the studio, it's 864-849-0275. You can also call the backup line, 864-201-6955, but we prefer using the 849-0275. We come up against a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
If you have a question or comment with the show, please dial 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. You may also email your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net.
Are you tired of politicians who raise taxes, invade your privacy, and assume that you do not have the sense to make your own decisions? Try voting libertarian for a change. Would you like to meet other libertarians? You'll find they are regular people like you, concerned about the state of our republic and willing to act on that concern. Our business meeting is at 6:30 p.m. the second Thursday of the month at Prime Sirloin on Woodruff Road, across from the Greenville Mall. In Greenville, that was last week, by the way. Visitors are welcome. To talk politics, join us for the meetup at 8 p.m. the fourth Wednesday of the month. That'll be next Wednesday. It's at Cafe Underground, just off of Main Street in downtown Greenville. We would love to swap ideas with you for restoring limited constitutional government. Thank you for supporting the Libertarian Party and the Christian Worldview on the Tyranny Response Network. And by the way, the Libertarian Party will be having its annual picnic in Williamston at Mineral Springs Park this Saturday at noon. If you get a chance to make it down that way, I'm sure you'll have an opportunity to meet lots of different libertarians and have a good time of food and talk about constitutionally limited government and politics. So make it out that way if you possibly can to Williamston this Saturday at noon. Well, in the news today, like usual, we have in Baghdad more people dying. Isn't that the way it is in Baghdad? What a great place to go, Iraq, after George Bush and his cronies have gone over there and meddled with the place to restore liberty, democracy, and blah, blah, blah. All we've done is cause chaos, an insane war with thousands of people murdered and killed through the meddling of this state. In fact, this morning it says here bombs kill 19 people and 24 bodies were found of those killed in ambushes who were brought into Baghdad's hospital. So we have, I don't know what the number's been in the last month, but hundreds of people murdered, killed over in the chaos going on in Iraq. Sad, it's a sad state of affairs, to say the least, over yonder. Well, here's another news story that Rippin' Richie sent over to me. Now, Rippin' Richie, some of you say, well, Dr. Coben, why didn't we hear Rippin' Richie's new radio show yesterday? Well, he's been encountering some technical difficulties on his radio program, and he hopes to get it started today or tomorrow. So, at any rate, Rippin' Richie should be on this week, 4:30 to 6 in the afternoon. Hope you have a chance to tune in for the Sacred Cow Slaughterhouse. And just stay tuned to the TRN. Remember, we're volunteer staff here. We don't necessarily have all the bells and whistles and everything, all our ducks in a row like some other places do who have true funding. But we do get the job done, we hope. And I think Rip and Richie is going to have a great show in the afternoon, hopefully starting today, if not tomorrow, or whenever he, as soon as he possibly can. Well, he sent me a note saying, John, no wonder we're homophobic. He says CDC studies are gay. It says that gays are more criminal. This is published in Colorado Springs Christian Wire Service. The alleged illegal activities of gay politicians, Mayor Jim West of Spokane, and New Jersey's former governor James McGreevy, are fairly normal for gays, at least according to a report based on the CDC National Sexuality Survey. The 1996 study by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that was withheld from the general public because of its explosive content found that gays more frequently engaged in criminality. The finding that gays were more frequently engaged in criminality had been reported by every major sexuality survey, said Dr. Paul Cameron, chairman of the Family Research Institute in Colorado Springs. But for the CDC to uncover it in the largest nationwide sexuality survey done in the U.S., pretty well nails it. All the prior surveys, including the Kinsey Institute's, have suggested the same thing, but their samples were either not random or too small to consider the findings statistically significant. Now, with CDC validation, the more frequent criminality of homosexuals seems indisputable. Cameron explained that the CDC sex survey was tacked on to the National Household Survey of Drug Abuse, an annual study that attempts to assess the effect of drug and alcohol abuse on everyday life. In 1996, perhaps in an attempt to shed light on the progress of the AIDS epidemic, researchers added 25 questions on sexual behavior, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, so sodomites are more into crime, more prone to crime. I guess that makes sense, since they're willing to break God's law so severely. Why would they stop at anything else? I mean, if you're involved in homosexuality, you're about the bottom of the barrel as far as you can go. Of course, George Bush's bestiality business, his horse business, if true, and apparently is true, would be even worse. There are a few things that are worse than being homosexual, but not many. And here we see them being able to engage in all sorts of criminal activity. No surprise to us. Interesting, though, Richie. Glad you forwarded that over to us to point it out for our attention here in Christian Worldview. And we're going to take our final break here. It's Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben that you're listening to. Glad you are. It's good for you as well. We'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money, and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-849-0275 or 864-201-6955. You may also email your questions and comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Had some interesting email. This is sort of our economics section here. We started out with one this morning earlier about land rights. Here, after 111 years, postage stamps go private. The Bureau of Engraving prints its last rolls, according to the Washington Post. The Treasury Department agency monopolized it for decades. Now private printers will produce the nation's stamps, a decision that the U.S. Postal Service officials say will save tens of millions of dollars a year. The Bureau will concentrate on printing currency, its other major product, as we can call it. For Washington's 60 remaining stamp printers and many stamp collectors, Friday marked a sad transition. Lawrence Graves, one of BDP's senior stamp officials, said, "It's a bittersweet, a sad day." The Postal Service actually began to chip away the government printing with a contract that gave some commemorative stamps to private printers in 1978. The private printers' share of stamp production grew steadily and accelerated when the agency turned to self-adhesive stamps in the early 1990s. Even so, Jerry L. Hudson, Sr., chief of BEP's stamp production, said that the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, said officials were stunned when postal officials suggested in 1995 they wanted to end the Bureau's stamp production altogether. Competition cuts printing costs, and why bother having the post office do it? In fact, why bother having the post office deliver mail at all? It's just a total waste of time. I believe we have a caller on the line. We want to get to you right away because we're running towards the end of the time on the show here. We'd like to welcome you to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Who am I speaking with?
Good morning. It's Paul from Atlanta.
Hello, Paul from Atlanta. Glad to hear from you today.
Yeah, another great show.
Thanks so much. Glad you're enjoying it. What's
Are you still with me?
I am. What's on your mind today, Paul?
Well, that one thing that the free market couldn't produce, that the government seemed to do a pretty good job of, and that'd be, you know, things like Waco.
Ah, good point. Yeah, government, free markets can't produce oppression. Well,
it'd be very difficult. But the reason why it's fresh in my mind, we had a rainy day here the other day, and one of the higher up satellite channels had viewed the rules of engagement, one of the documentaries on the Waco incident. And it's just stuck in my mind, and I figured I'd call.
It's a disgusting travesty of justice when you look at things like Waco and Ruby Ridge. Now, people would argue that actually you can get oppression like this in the free market when you have the mafia. The mafia is there because of the free market, and therefore, you know, its markets do also produce this kind of tyranny and oppression.
Perhaps true, but if the government is working properly and have a good police force, I believe mafia or any kind of cabal type syndicate has some type of government, you know, sanctioning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and there's
a graft or out and out payoff. But I don't believe in a free market. If it's a free market, I don't, you know, with the police powers working properly, I don't know if you can actually have a mafia.
Well, you're that's a good point. That's what I was going to add on to that. The one reason we end up having mafias is because there are illegal items of consensual nature, for instance, drugs or prostitution, these kinds of things. As soon as the state makes them illegal, only criminals are going to end up engaging in those kinds of activities and behavior, especially as the price goes up for these services, so to speak. And they allow, and if you, it's only when you have a state apparatus that you actually have mafias arise in large measure, I would argue. Somebody else may bring up a different point, and I'd be interested to hear what it is. But it is worthwhile pointing out that some people say that you can in markets have oppression as well. Although I'm with you, Paul, I think that really what we've got is state meddling that causes most of the world's problems. In fact, if it's not the devil himself or false religion, it's got to be the state at the root of all kinds of social evils.
I agree. I mean, free markets aren't going to be perfect. Nothing in life, at least this time around, is going to be perfect. But like I said, the Rules of Engagement video series, I was surprised. I couldn't tell you how surprised I was that they actually viewed it on any dish, you know, I mean, any satellite channel. But it was, so you watch that and it'll stick with you for quite some time. So, but okay. Well, listen, very great. Another great show, and we appreciate your hard work over there.
Well, thanks so much, Paul. We appreciate you calling and your support for the Tyranny Response Network. I had so many other stories I was going to try to get to today, but we'll put them off for tomorrow. Always better to take a caller like Paul with some comments of interest to our listeners. I was going to try to get to Chuck Baldwin's story today, and as well as some of the issues of CAFTA some people have been writing in about, but those are always good for tomorrow as well, so we'll make sure we take them up tomorrow morning. Paul, thanks again for the call, and best wishes to you and success down there in Cummings in Atlanta.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and best wishes for your show.
Okay.
See you next time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Bye-bye. At any rate, we might as well just conclude the show today with one final announcement. Want to remind you all that the Tyranny Response Network is a volunteer organization, and as such, they're trying to raise funds to improve the signal. Some people have complained, well, I can't hear you in Greenville anymore. Well, the Tyranny Response Network staff is a volunteer staff trying to get that problem resolved. They tried to do it last week and they weren't able to. Hopefully this weekend or shortly thereafter, that problem will be resolved, as well as you in Anderson-Pickens County. Apparently there are folks setting up there now to in the next couple of weeks or 3 weeks have that whole area live on the air, and then the next move is to have even greater coverage in Spartanburg. In order to do this, we need your help, and the Tyranny Response Network is hoping to raise some funds this month and in June. For those who contribute $25 or more to the Christian Worldview or to the Tyranny Response Network, I will send them a signed copy of my book, Bible and Government: Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. $100 or more gets you the DVD, Warriors of Honor, about the life and legacy of Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. You can go to the tyrannyresponse.net website or .com website, either one, and go to the bottom and find the address, P.O. Box 151 in Piedmont, South Carolina. Mail your check along with your name and address so we know where to send the books to and the videos. You can also go to policyofliberty.net, scroll down, and find the button there for PayPal that would allow you to use an online payment service, Visa or MasterCard, in order to make your donation. Thanks again for supporting the Tyranny Response Network, and thanks so much for listening to Christian Worldview today. It's been an exciting show. Glad we were able to be part of your lives today. Hope to see you tomorrow. Until then, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here at the Tyranny Response Network for Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.